Hey, good Saturday morning. Inside the huddle, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock on this beautiful Saturday morning. Sponsor Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And Jamie, it's going to be a long day for me.
Hey, it could be a fun day. Let's talk about last week real quick.
Okay.
Before we get our caller on the line. I don't think she's called in yet, but was that fun or what?
Oh, man. I don't think I had as much fun doing that as any time in any of the shows that we had. That was a good time with the Purdue boys and talking about Linda out at Central, Linda Barnett, and had some great people who knew her very, very well.
So yeah, that was a good half hour talking and reminiscing about, you know, her days at Clinton Central, and, you know, she put the Bulldogs on the map for girls' athletics.
Well, you know, I think that you'd almost have to say she's done a lot for girls' athletics.
Oh, yeah.
The whole state of Indiana. Because she was a real fighter for what she believed in. But the Boilermakers, man, they had a good Saturday, but Connecticut was definitely the better team.
Yeah, and I think I saw a thing the other night, you know, with 27 minutes to go, Purdue is leading, you know, with 7 minutes to go in the first half. So they're 27 minutes away from a national championship. So, I mean, they're there. Yeah, I know they're graduating Zach Edey, and there's some guys that are moving on. But, wow, Painter's got a group coming in. I think, you know, this just – the Boilers just keep rolling is my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think they're going to be just as good once they understand that they're going to play a different style of ball. They're not going to be thrown into the big guy.
Yep.
But do you think that maybe – Painter may have learned the importance of having bigger guards, because it seemed like the key to the whole basketball game was Connecticut's ability to shut down Purdue's guards. They were a lot bigger, a lot taller, a lot more physical than what Purdue's guards were.
Yeah, I think it's a different, you know, the Big East, different style game. I think it's that way all over the country. The Big Ten is definitely big and physical. There's no doubt about it. But I think the length of Connecticut and their quickness, you know, with that physical play, was just a little bit more. You go back to 2019, Carson Edwards and Ryan Klein, one play away from going to the Final Four. They created threes in that Sweet 16 run when they beat Virginia beat Tennessee and got beat by Virginia on a last-second shot. Monday night, Purdue couldn't create threes. You know, that's the difference. You know, you get to that elite level, and like Purdue, they guarded them pretty well too. It's just one of those things that, you know, I think quickness is coming for Purdue, and I think that'll be next year. But the other whole aspect of it is NIL changes everything. It looks like to me, I'm trying to follow a little bit, but the Hoosiers are loading up. You know what I mean? I mean, money talks, and that's what's going on.
And that's going to just, I feel like, destroy college basketball, college sports in general, because, heck, if you don't need to go get a young kid out of school. You just go buy one somewhere and make your team whatever you need to have. And I just don't know if that's the right thing for college basketball or college sports. I mean, it used to be you had – I understand. I mean, I get that the fact that the athletes feel like, hey, you're making a lot of money on me, but – hey, they're giving you your education for playing, and that's a pretty good chunk of change in itself. But I don't know. I just don't like that process going on right now.
Yeah, and even for Purdue, there's some rumors going around their point guard Smith. He's getting some astronomical stone at him from some big time programs across the country. And you know, does he be dedicated and stay, or is he set himself up for life? You know what I mean? You're putting kids in situations, you know, you want to be loyal and you want to do all that stuff. But at the end of the day, you got to take care of your family and move forward. So I'm seeing tough situations for a lot of them.
I just don't think it's good. You know, I got to tell you too, I have another concern, and it has to do with high school sports. I am a guy who believes in school choice for education. You know, you want your children to get what it is they need so they can get on in life. But I kind of think that somewhere down the line in sports, it could cause some challenges from some high schools, especially smaller schools, because the same thing could occur. And the fact that you have people who want to play sports, they want to play with winning teams. And so they're going to advance to the winning side of things, and leave the schools not just for education but for sports reasons. And I don't know if that's the right thing either.
Yeah, and this happened around here a little bit over time. I don't necessarily see we're having high school students moving left or right. You know, I think the high schools around here have pretty much taken a stance that the athletic directors won't sign off on you if you move after your freshman year. For the most part, you know, there's some instances probably kids are coming to other schools in the throughout the county or coming to Frankfort or going out to one of the county schools in grade school, and that's the parent's choice. And that's, you know, that makes it different. But I think if a kid state grows up there, that's one thing. But Indianapolis area, they move around all the time, yeah. You know, and it's very, you know, you might have one mixed school that's just loaded, and then the next year it's not, just because even a high school coaching change. I mean, that's even the thing now, because these kids are, you know, trying to get on to college and do other things, and it also depends on who your coach is.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get Miss Jody Lee on, right?
Yeah. Yep. We're having difficulties with our phone system again this morning, so we'll try here.
Isaac's a one-man band, man. Yep. I tell you what, he's trying to get it all done, and hopefully he'll get it taken care of here as we march forward. But hey,
what's the Cubs doing, Don? I haven't even watched any of that lately.
I don't know what they did last night because they're out in Seattle, but holy cow, I'll tell you, I was watching Purdue on Monday, and then I was flipping back to the Cubs because they were playing San Diego. Well, we had an 8-0 lead in the sixth inning. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I wake up the next morning, it's 9-8, and I'm like, what the heck? You can't tell me you can't keep a rally, a 9-run rally from happening? Come on, man.
Hey, can you explain to me? I'm not a big MLB guy. I just never have been. I'm more of a college, you know, football, maybe pro basketball. But the pitch clock, what's that all about, real quick?
So basically what they're trying to do is speed up the game of baseball. They don't want baseball to get into any more 3 and 4 hours ball games. They want to try to get them down to an hour and a half to 2 hours at the most. And so it's about speeding up the game. So like the batter has to be in the box before 8 seconds. If he's not, then he gets a strike against him for delaying the game. It's just to keep the game moving in a quicker pace.
So add on to your comment earlier, you know, it's going to pain you to get through this show today. We're going to try something a little different here. This is going to be an all, let's hear it. Isaac, you got the music up? A little louder here, just for Don.
Oh, boy.
Can you sing that, Don?
I can't.
Huh? That's the Minnesota Rouser. Yeah. That's for the Clinton Prairie Gophers. So we're going to talk all Gophers today. We're going to see if we can set up another school next week and the week after, just trying to change up our show. But our first guest on this morning is Jody Lee, the Clinton Prairie tennis coach. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Hey, sorry about all the trouble getting you on here this morning. Sometimes technology is just not our friend.
That's all right. I understand.
Hey, I think you're in your third season out there at Clinton Prairie. I think year one, maybe it was just you and your daughter, and then last year had a full season, and this year I know being coaching junior high girls out there, you guys started early and practicing late at night in the field house trying to get the tennis team going. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's true. Like, we did some hard work just this year in the off season, like trying to grow our team and get our girls prepared for a more competitive season this year. So, we've been working all winter. We had the late time in the field house, usually from, 7:30 to 9. So, it's a challenge, but it was fun. You know, it was a good way to get the girls going over the winter. So, I'm glad we had quite a few girls come out for that.
Am I correct to say this is your third year out at Clinton Prairie?
Well, yeah, kind of. Our, the very first year was just Delaney and myself.
Right.
She was kind of all by herself. But yeah, last year we had 9, and this year we have 16 girls.
Wow.
So, Coach, thanks for calling in this morning. I know that you get to do your practicing here at the TPA Park courts. Do you play your meets there also?
No, we really can't play any matches there. Just having two courts, it would take, 5 or 6 hours to have a match there.
Yeah.
We're an all-away, all-season team. So we just travel to other schools and play on their courts.
So how difficult is that? I mean, I'm assuming that your fan base will follow with you also, but it just seems a little tough not to be able to have some games close to home.
It is. It really is. And is there any school board members listening there? We would love some courts. So,
hey, we're helping you there.
Well, I'm just getting
Donna and I love to poke people, so we're all over it. I think you need it.
You got plenty of room out there. Let's get something cooking out there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the interest is there. The interest is growing. So, yeah, it's really difficult on the girls and the parents. You know, this week alone we've had two matches where we've gotten all the way to the school and or waited, and then we couldn't have it because of the weather and stuff like that. So it's just tough to always be on the road. Yeah. So it would be really nice to have courts, but I understand that that's a long process and they're quite expensive. But, yeah, I would love it if we could find somewhere where we could have some local courts. I mean, Frankfort High School has been gracious enough to let us use their courts for a lot of our practices. So when we can't use Frankfort courts at the high school, we'll go to TPA. If we can't go to TPA because the weather's bad, then we'll be in the field house. So it would be really wonderful to have our own courts. I mean, that's how we're going to get a really, really competitive in the future. That's how we're going to be able to grow a junior high program and have elementary involvement. And so courts would be fantastic.
Our first guest in the first quarter here is Jody Lee. She's the coach of the Clinton Prairie Tennis Program in their third season. Hey, Coach, talk a little bit about some of your girls. I know you said you had 9 last year, 16 this year. I think you even won a match last year or two before the season was over. Talk about how the Gopher season's going.
Yeah. Well, this year, yes, we have 16 girls. We have a full varsity and a full JV.
Sorry to interrupt you, but that's impressive, I think, Donna. I think you've got to note that.
In a three-year period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that. Yeah, so we have a good group of girls returning from last year that are making up most of our varsity team. So we've got Delaney Lee. She's playing our number one singles right now. We've only had one match this year so far, and unfortunately it ended in a loss. But I feel like we were more competitive than we were last year. Last year we ended up winning one conference match. So that was really like our main win over the season. And then we had a win as a JV team when we were first starting out. So it was a tough year, and it's hard to, you know, it's hard to not have a winning season. But I think the girls realize that, you know, they learn stuff even when they don't win. And so, yeah, we have Delaney at number one. We have Carol Arnold playing number two singles for us this year. She is new to the school this year, and she's really fantastic. And Cynthia Roche, who's a freshman, is playing our number three singles. Kind of came out of nowhere, had a lot of interest last year but couldn't play because she was in eighth grade. So we're really excited that Cynthia is playing with us this year.
Well, I think the gals have got to understand they're trailblazers. I mean, they're starting a new sport in a school. You don't become successful overnight. And then my question for you, Coach, is when you're in the field house, the ball bounces different on the hardwood than it does the asphalt, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it does. It's hard to, I mean, we don't have lines in the field house on the court either. So the girls have trouble like distinguishing where, you know, where the lines are. We have to use tape. So we have to put tape down every night and then pull it back up again and stuff. So because we don't want to damage the gym floor. And so it's a challenge. I mean, this year we've only had 3 outdoor practices on real tennis courts, you know, and so then going into our first match, we'd only had 1 outdoor practice on a real tennis court. So, you know, it can be challenging when you're dealing with the weather and other school schedules and stuff. So right now we juggle Frankfort High School schedule, their middle school schedule, their practice schedule, and then our schedule to try and find times to get on their course.
All right. I know there are people on the school board listening. Let's get it put together here a little bit because they deserve to be at home. They deserve to have their own facility.
Absolutely. I think maybe.
Yeah.
I just think if you're going to have it, then let's have it.
Yep. I mean, it's proven. It's the girls are wanting to do this.
Yeah.
So.
Per year, so every year is going to get bigger, and now you're now looking into the elementary levels as far as fifth and sixth grade even, and it's time, and we don't want it on the parking lot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sweep off all the rocks all the time.
Yeah.
So what's coming up for you here, Coach, in the next few weeks? I know the weather has been very, very difficult this spring.
It has. What a rainy start we've had to this year. So we have we're looking at now having like a couple matches every week. So we're going to be starting our conference matches coming up soon, conference tournament coming up a couple Saturdays from now. So we've got a lot going on. You know, our next match this week, we're at Carroll on Monday. So if anybody would like to come out and watch the Gophers, we're going to be at Carroll, 5 p.m. start on their court. And then we're going to be in Covington on Thursday. So we got a little drive to
the Beef House, Don. There you go.
I just think of that.
I could see it rolling through your mind right over there going, I could go to the Beef House and go watch Clinton Prairie tennis.
Yeah, absolutely.
It did go through my mind.
Yeah, so we have quite a few matches that are kind of a little drive for us. But, you know, I think the girls have a good time in the bus. You know, sometimes when we're on those away matches, when we're out for a little while, we'll stop and have dinner on the way back. So I think the girls, like I said, even if we're not winning a bunch of matches, you know, here in the beginning of this program, we're still, you know, building a foundation, and the girls are having fun and they're learning about tennis and just, you know, growing their skills as a human, basically, too, learning something completely new that they're maybe not great at to start with, and then they're growing those skills over the years.
Coach, have you seen the improvement in the girls and their skills? I know you guys put a ton of time in this winter. Are you feel like you're way ahead of where you were last year at this point, starting the season?
Absolutely, yes. And I've said that to a couple of girls. I was like, I can tell that you worked over the summer. Like, I can tell that you put in the effort on the off season, especially Adriana Perkins. She was a freshman last year, sophomore this year. She's moved up to, like, a solid varsity position this year. I can just really see the growth in her. Emerald Wallace, who's a senior, I can see the growth in her. Marissa Large, Adeline Booth, all of those girls that played with us last year, spent some time over the summer with us when we were outside, worked with us this winter. And then we've got girls, too, that, like Cynthia Roche, who didn't get to play with us at all last year, had never really played any competitive tennis, and is walking on and playing three singles for us. So, you know, it just shows you that if you put in some time over the winter, you can make some really, really big improvements.
I couldn't play tennis because you're not allowed to yell at your opponent.
That's right. I can see that for you, Don.
My daughter played tennis, and it was tough for me to sit through it. Because, you know, you call your own lines, right, Coach? There's no officials there. You call your own lines. And so if a ball came and it was inbounds but close, you could just say out, and that was going on. And I'm like, that wasn't out. That wasn't out.
Yeah. It's really, really difficult, I think, for the parents to transition from, hey, we want you to be loud on the basketball court, we want you to be there supporting us, to then be like, okay, we need you to clap only when your athlete does something really great or makes a great shot. You know, don't clap when the opponent messes up, you know.
I guess you don't want Don and I there. I'm just telling you.
You don't want me there.
Hey, Coach, we're going to have to get moving on here. We got all the Gopher coaches coming on this morning besides the golf. We're going to work on them in a few weeks, but great for you to call in. Sorry we had the mishap early, but good luck to the Gopher tennis program, and we will try to catch you later in May before school's out.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach. We were talking to Coach Jody Lee of the Clinton Prairie tennis team. Coming up next, we're heading to track, and Zach Chambers. Our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Whiskey Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Play the fight song.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Here we go.
You love that, don't you?
Huh? Well, I like fight songs. I do.
Our show, I think. It's giving some excitement. Yeah. It's giving some gumption to me and you.
I have to admit, I
after Purdue last week, I really liked it.
Oh, yeah, man. That was a good time. All right, let's go move on, though. Let's get on, because we have Zach sitting here in the wings waiting. And, Coach, welcome to Inside the Huddle.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, man, your tracksters are pretty good, Coach.
Yeah, it's good to see. We have quite a few athletes that have not only just stayed at a high level, but have actually had quite a few try to achieve that level by seeing other kids perform at that at such a high caliber as well.
We got to talk to Coach Neal a couple, 2-3 weeks ago when you were over at Purdue, the inside track. And I didn't know that even existed in the off season, that you had indoor track going on in high school level.
Yeah, so that is something that's kind of been emerging more recently, but it's been around for 30-plus years. And it's just nice to see because it gives the kids an opportunity to kind of get going a little bit sooner. But it also is such a great opportunity because it gives them something to achieve while getting ready, because there are several qualifying meets for an indoor state meet even that happens every year during spring break. And so we were so fortunate enough to have several events qualify for indoor state so early in the season.
So is this something that maybe IHSSA would be looking at as another sport process on indoor track?
So the IHSA doesn't govern it. They observe it, but it is actually run by an organization called ITACCC, which is an association for track and cross-country coaches.
So, Coach, just to give our listeners a little update on that, you guys go to Purdue a lot for indoor track, and then I think that state meet you were talking about, was that at the news building there at the Indiana State Fair that's kind of dedicated to track for one of the universities?
Oh, absolutely, and it was a beautiful facility. We went to 3 meets at Purdue and ran by West Lafayette and McCutcheon, and then we actually had our pole vaulter, Taylor Hornbeck, compete at 2 in Indiana Wesleyan, ran by Pike down in Indy.
Well, that's good to hear. I think, Hayden Kimple came on the scene for the Gophers a couple years ago, and I think he raised the bar for the whole team. It's just kind of what I see from afar, that everybody's raised their level up, and you've got a lot of guys, are competing well at track. And if you want to go over some of those individuals that have been doing well.
Oh, absolutely. Hayden has always been on the scene ever since his 6th grade year. I remember I was coaching over at Green Meadows across the country for elementary kids, and we went to the state meet, and Chris for Frankfurt, he got in the top 5, I believe, in state, and there was another kid from Prairie, and I was like, holy cow, that's 2 amazing kids at the state level competing as the best. And then turns out I come over to coach his 8th grade year, and I really get to see who this kid is, and Hayden really just sets an example. I mean, he got 2nd in the mile and a half his 8th grade year, my first year coaching him, and then he just excelled from there under Coach Ben Martin for a few years. And then on the boys' side as well, I mean, we have so much talent. Connor Rios in the 400 should be exciting to see at County. Braden Jarbo in the hurdles this year should be a really good race between him and Frankfurt 300 hurdler. Oh, I'm blanking on his name right now. But it's going to be fun season to watch between them. And on the girls' side, Taylor Hornbeck, obviously, in pole vault. But not only that, her good friend, Heidi Wilson, in long jump and 100 hurdles. Put them together on the 4x1 with 2 others, including a new-to-track athlete, Abby Swan, is really fun to watch. I mean, we've got new kids on both sides of the team, and it is just fun to see this year because they're enjoying it. our coaches are enjoying it, and it's good to see the program building and everybody enjoying it.
Coach, does the weather affect you guys or your teams as much as it does the other sports, being in grass, and do you run in the rain?
It has, unfortunately, this season. It has been so hard. We should have had 4 meets up to this point, and we've only had 1. 3 of our first 4 meets were canceled. And it has been quite frustrating, only because now our schedule is very packed. Up until next weekend, we have 6 meets in the next about week and a half. So it's going to be a busy time for us, but the weather has not been forgiving in the slightest, just like it has for most of our other sports.
Is track moving to where you're not playing just a single team, but you're playing like multiple teams at an event?
Absolutely. We don't have a single just dual meet where it's us and one other school. Every single meet on our schedule is at least a 3-way meet, if not more. This upcoming Monday, we have a home meet against Crawfordsville and Traders Point. And then on Thursday, we go to Carroll to go against them, Clinton Central, and Delphi. And then we have the Frankfurt invite on Saturday, a week from today. So, yeah, it's packed full of good teams.
You know, I find that an interesting process, because you're running against a lot. I mean, you're not like basketball. You're only playing one team on Monday or Friday, but you're playing 3 or 4 teams on a Tuesday, and then you're coming back on Saturday and playing another 8.
Yes, it's pretty tough at times. Bless you.
Thank you.
We try to.
I'm trying to hide that, Coach.
No worries. We try to see almost every conference team as best we can. And then we try to add some good sectional competition as well. Crawfordsville has a very good team on both sides for girls and guys. So I'm really glad we'll be able to see them. Last year we did not get to see them because there was too much snow in April. So I'm glad we'll be able to see them again and kind of get a good idea of where they're at as well as where we need to be at sectional time.
Well, the season's very early for you, and I think going into May and probably maybe even into June for the state run, the Gophers have several kids that could put together something to do that.
Absolutely. For the indoor state meet, we had 2 individuals and a relay, and they were all ranked within the top 10 or top 3 at the state meet. Of course, that's split up between big school and small school, but I'm very hopeful to see what they do at sectional and regional, because we had two athletes be able to advance to regional, and I'm hoping to have well over that this year.
And I think last year you had several athletes who were playing dual sports in the spring. Is that still going on this year?
We actually have more this year than we had last year, yes. So every student we returned that played golf and softball last year are doing it once again, as well as we gained 2 more. Nicole Howe, she's a freshman, she's doing softball and track. And then Keaton Williams decided to come out and throw for us. So he is still playing golf and then throwing for us as well, on top of Seth Whitlock. Now his brother, Rhett Whitlock, is also doing it. Caden Davis, Blaine Ramsey. Yep, we've got a lot of dual sport athletes this season.
And you know the other part of that, Don, is I know a lot of them kids work part-time jobs too, and they're all busy as can be. I mean, those are star athletes at Prairie, just to manage all that time.
Well, you know, you want your athletes to be 3, but to think that you're doing 4 in a season or in a year is pretty impressive. And it shows the dedication of the individual athlete being there. I mean, that he's not there just because he wants to be there. He's there because, yeah, he wants to be there.
Yeah, and it's good that. So I actually share an office with Mr. Cullum. He's a great coach, and he puts on a program that the kids love. So it always helps when the kids enjoy both aspects, and they're always making sure, hey, is it all right if I cut out this time at practice? We've got a shootout going for tomorrow's meet, or softball is always double-checking when they have scrimmages and games. So it works out really well, and we all like to give that opportunity to the kids when we can.
All right, Coach. Hey, we appreciate you calling in on Inside the Huddle. We'll check back with you here as the season progresses, and we'll see how the Gophers are running with the rest of the schools.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, we were talking with Zach Chambers, the head track coach of the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Coming up next, we're going to move to the land of baseball. And Coach Matt Scott calling in soon. Our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.